T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
A drug for obesity. It sounds like a dream drug, a miracle cure for so many. But now, Dr. Robert Kushner, an obesity researcher at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine, say we are in the start of a new era for effective treatments for obesity. Dr. Kushner is joining me now on the line. Dr. Kushner, I'm so happy to have you on the show with us. Thank you for joining.
Thank you for having me, Tritana.
You say this new drug, semaglutide, if I'm saying it correctly, is a game changer. How is this different from obesity treatments of the past? Because God knows we Americans have tried everything. So how is this different?
We use medications as part of a more aggressive treatment for folks who are struggling with their weight. We always start with lifestyle change, diet, physical activity, eating healthy diet and so forth. But that's not enough for a lot of individuals. So we turn to the medications to help them with their appetite. Currently approved medications on the market cause roughly a 6 to 11% weight loss. That's about as good as it gets. This medication is 1.5 to 2 times more effective than currently available medications. So that's why I call it a game changer. It's the first time we've seen a medication that's this effective that's come around so far.
Now, I know the study ended a year ago, so listeners, you cannot get in on the study. You can't call Dr. Kushner. You had nearly 2,000 participants at 129 centers in 16 different countries. The results were pretty amazing. Tell us what the patients got and the results.
Mm-hmm. Well, the drug that we studied, as you said, is semaglutide. It is a weekly injectable drug that affects hunger and appetite, and you reduce your calories. After 68 weeks of treatment, individuals who received the drug lost on average 15% of their body weight. Now, that translated to 34 pounds. These people started off at 230 pounds. And not only is that impressive, but a third of the participants on the medication lost 20% or more of their body weight, which translated into 46 pounds. Now, that was in contrast to those that received placebo, by flip of a coin. You're taking a medication. You're not taking the medication. You're taking a placebo, which is an inactive compound. They lost only 5 pounds after 68 weeks. So the contrast with not taking a medication and how well people did after 68 weeks is really quite amazing.
I feel like there's got to be a catch. I mean, this sounds too good. What's the catch?
Well, I'm not sure there's a catch. However, I will tell you that all the participants in this trial, as well as when we treat people in the clinic, receive ongoing counseling for lifestyle change. So participants on a monthly basis met with a registered dietitian during the entire study to focus on eating healthy, setting up your home environment, watching your calories, getting more physical activity. So these medications do not work by themselves. They work hand in hand with following a healthy diet and a healthy lifestyle.
Okay, so what were the side effects for folks taking it?
So there were side effects were primarily gastrointestinal, which is similar for all drugs in this class. And those are things like nausea, diarrhea, some had constipation, and some had vomiting. In general, the side effects were short-lived, mostly occurred during what we call the dose escalation phase. Over the first month, you're slowly increasing the dose, and then went away. Now, about 7% of people who took the drug had to stop taking the drug entirely because they could not tolerate it. So that's 7 out of every 100 people who took this drug couldn't tolerate it. Another way of saying it is 93 out of 100 were able to tolerate it even with those side effects.
They just had too much stomach upset? Is that what it was?
Yeah, they had effects of like vomiting and diarrhea that despite working with them, it would not go away, and they had to stop the trial.
Now, it's my understanding that symptoms, those who have diabetes, symptoms of their diabetes also subsided. Is that true?
This landmark study only looked at individuals who did not have diabetes. Some of them had pre-diabetes, which means their blood sugar was elevated. But if you had diabetes, you were not in this trial. There is a second trial called Step 2 trial that will also be published soon that looks at individuals specifically who are overweight and had diabetes.
Now, I understand, at least I read, there was an article in the New York Times that I read this, that this drug is already on the market, but not for diabetes. Is that right?
That's correct. A lower dose of the same drug, semaglutide, is available on the market up to 1 milligram dose that's taken once a week. This particular study looked at the same drug, but at a dose of 2.4 milligrams once a week. So that's 2.5 times the dose. The primary outcome of this study was weight loss, and that's why this is a whole separate study and a completely different FDA approval process.
So when is it going to be on the market? I know that's what our listeners want to know.
Yeah, absolutely. So according to the FDA regulations, they have to review a drug from 6 months from the time of application, and this drug was submitted to the FDA in December. So we are hoping to hear around June regarding the application for approval.
So I'm speaking with Dr. Robert Kushner, who is an obesity researcher at Northwestern University, the Feinberg School of Medicine. He was he led the study on semaglutide, which showed a 15 to almost 20% decrease in weight for people that took this drug. So as an obesity researcher, I mean, we've been fighting this obesity battle in America, it seems like, forever. How does this change the game for you and those struggling?
As I've said before, we have a lot of medications that are available to help people manage their weight, but I would list them as modestly or moderately effective. This drug, for the very first time, has an effectiveness that is quite substantial. As I said, a third of the individuals lost 46 pounds based on their starting weight. That is the kind of weight that is meaningful, not only in improvement in quality of life and functioning and climbing stairs and feeling better about yourself, but also medical improvements like improvement in diabetes, in high blood pressure, in some of the fats in the blood, arthritis in your knees, improvement in sleep apnea. So all these other ailments that people see their healthcare professional for, these improve with this kind of weight loss.
Now, do you gain the weight back when you stop taking the drug?
So those studies are ongoing. A portion of the individuals who are part of this study are being followed up in an observational study for another year to see how these individuals do. However, I can predict that a portion of these individuals will be regaining their weight. The way that we think about obesity is a medical problem. It's not just a problem of willpower or if I only had to muster up a little more strength, I could control my weight. We really consider it an ongoing chronic condition, just like diabetes or hypertension. And just like those conditions, we use medication long term. So if you're struggling with your weight and have clinically significant obesity that associated with other medical problems, we really want to think about a medication you would take long-term to control your weight and all the other medical problems that go with it.
Dr. Kushner, is there anything I didn't ask you, anything our listeners need to know?
Yeah, I'll add one more thing. The next challenge we have, if and when this drug is approved, when I hope it is how do we activate, how do we engage the primary care professional to be more proactive in treating obesity and using these types of medications? We know from multiple surveys and studies that the primary care providers are not as active. They're not engaged as much as we would like them to be to help their patients manage their weight. So it's not going to be helpful to have an effective drug like this if it is not used. So we need to educate primary care providers to help patients manage their weight. And we also encourage patients and individuals who are struggling with their weight to ask their healthcare provider for help and what can they do, how can healthcare provider help them manage their weight better.
It's called semaglutide. Maybe in June we might see it on the market. Dr. Robert Kushner, thank you for the work that you do and thank you for educating us today.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.